Jasher chapter 50. At that time the children of Tarshish came against the sons of Ishmael and made war with them. And the children of Tarshish spoiled the Ishmaelites for a long time. And the children of Ishmael were small in number in those days, and they could not prevail over the children of Tarshish, and they were sorely oppressed. And the old men of the Ishmaelites sent a record to the king of Egypt, saying, "Send, I pray thee, unto thy servants officers and hosts to help us fight against the children of Tarshish, for we have been consuming away for a long time." And Pharaoh sent Joseph with the mighty men and host which were with him, and also his mighty men from the king's house. And they went to the land of Havilah to the children of Ishmael to assist them against the children of Tarshish. And the children of Ishmael fought with the children of Tarshish. And Joseph smote the Tarshishites, and he subdued all their land. And the children of Ishmael dwell therein unto this day. And when the land of Tarshish was subdued, all the Tarshishites ran away and came on the border of their brethren, the children of Javan. And Joseph, with all his mighty men and host, returned to Egypt, not one man of them missing. And at the revolution of the year, in the second year of Joseph's reigning over Egypt, the Lord gave great plenty throughout the land for 7 years, as Joseph had spoken. For the Lord blessed all the produce of the earth in those days for 7 years. And they ate and were greatly satisfied. And Joseph at that time had officers under him, and they collected all the food of the good years and heaped corn year by year, and they placed it in the treasuries of Joseph. And at any time when they gathered the food, Joseph commanded that they should bring the corn in the ears, and also bring with it some of the soil of the field, that it should not spoil. And Joseph did according to this year by year, and he heaped up corn like the sand of the sea for abundance. For his stores were immense, and could not be numbered for abundance. And also all the inhabitants of Egypt gathered all sorts of food in their stores in great abundance during the 7 good years. But they did not do unto it as Joseph did. And all the food which Joseph and the Egyptians had gathered during the 7 years of plenty was secured for the land in stores for the 7 years of famine, for the support of the whole land. And all the inhabitants of Egypt filled each man his store and his concealed place with corn to be for support during the famine. And Joseph placed all the food that he had gathered in all the cities of Egypt, and he closed all the stores and placed sentinels over them. And Joseph's wife, Osnath, the daughter of Potipharah, bare him 2 sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And Joseph was 34 years old when he begat them. And the lads grew up, and they went in his ways and in his instructions. They did not deviate from the way which their father taught them, either to the right or the left. And the Lord was with the lads, and they grew up and had understanding and skill in all wisdom and in all the affairs of government. And all the king's officers and his great men of the inhabitants of Egypt exalted the lads, and they were brought up amongst the king's children. And the 7 years of plenty that were throughout the land were at an end. And the 7 years of famine came after them, as Joseph had spoken. And the famine was throughout the land. And all the people of Egypt saw that the famine had commenced in the land of Egypt. And all the people of Egypt opened their stores of corn, for the famine prevailed over them. And they found all the food that was in their stores full of vermin, and not fit to eat. And the famine prevailed throughout the land. And all the inhabitants of Egypt came and cried before Pharaoh, for the famine was heavy upon them. And they said unto Pharaoh, "Give food unto thy servants. And wherefore shall we die through hunger before thy eyes, even we and our little ones?" And Pharaoh answered them, saying, "And wherefore do you cry unto me? Did not Joseph command that the corn should be laid up during the 7 years of plenty for the years of famine? And wherefore did you not hearken to his voice? And the people of Egypt answered the king, saying, As thy soul liveth, our Lord, thy servants have done all that Joseph ordered. For thy servants also gathered in all the produce of their fields during the 7 years of plenty, and laid it in the stores unto this day. And when the famine prevailed over thy servants, we opened our stores. And behold, all our produce was filled with vermin, and was not fit for food. And when the king heard all that had befallen the inhabitants of Egypt, the king was greatly afraid on account of the famine, and he was much terrified. And the king answered the people of Egypt, saying, Since all this has happened unto you, go unto Joseph, do whatever he shall say unto you, transgress not his commands. And all the people of Egypt went forth and came unto Joseph and said unto him, Give unto us food, and wherefore shall we die before thee through hunger? For we gathered in our produce during the 7 years as thou didst command, and we put it in store, and thus has it befallen us. And when Joseph heard all the words of the people of Egypt and what had befallen them, Joseph opened all his stores of the produce, and he sold it unto the people of Egypt. And the famine prevailed throughout the land, and the famine was in all countries. But in the land of Egypt was their produce for sale. And all the inhabitants of Egypt came unto Joseph to buy corn, for the famine prevailed over them, and all their corn was spoiled. And Joseph daily sold it to all the people of Egypt. And all the inhabitants of the land of Canaan, and the Philistines, and those beyond Jordan, and the children of the east, and all the cities of the lands far and nigh, heard there was corn in Egypt. And they all came to Egypt to buy corn, for the famine prevailed over them. And Joseph opened the stores of corn, and placed officers over them, and they daily stood and sold to all that came. And Joseph knew that his brethren also would come to Egypt to buy corn, for the famine prevailed throughout the earth. And Joseph commanded all his people that they should cause it to be proclaimed throughout the land of Egypt, saying, It is the pleasure of the king, of his second, and of their great men, that any person who wishes to buy corn in Egypt shall not send his servants to Egypt to purchase, but his sons, and also any Egyptian or Canaanite who shall come from any of the stores from buying corn in Egypt and shall go and sell it throughout the land, he shall die, for no one shall buy but for the support of his household. And any man leading two or three beasts shall die, for a man shall only lead his own beast. And Joseph placed sentinels at the gates of Egypt and commanded them, saying, Any person who may come to buy corn, suffer him not to enter until his name and the name of his father and the name of his father's father be written down. And whatever is written by day, send their names unto me in the evening, that I may know their names. And Joseph placed officers throughout the land of Egypt, and he commanded them to do all these things. And Joseph did all these things, and made these statutes in order that he might know when his brethren should come to Egypt to buy corn. And Joseph's people caused it daily to be proclaimed in Egypt according to these words and statutes which Joseph had commanded. And all the inhabitants of the east and west country, and of all the earth, heard of the statutes and regulations which Joseph had enacted in Egypt. And the inhabitants of the extreme parts of the earth came, and they bought corn in Egypt day after day, and then went away. And all the officers of Egypt did as Joseph had commanded. And all that came to Egypt to buy corn, the gatekeepers would write their names and their fathers' names, and daily bring them in the evening before Joseph.